Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Glad to have you on this hump day, this Wednesday, the 5th of August. As we take a look at what happened yesterday, man, did you wake up today with some concern? Whew! Holy mackerel. The Brewers lose 3-2. They get knocked off by the Chicago White Sox. Devin Williams takes the loss in that one. But I guess, you know, from 2 days ago when I was optimistic about Christian Yelich, Yelich last night, three strikeouts on the evening. You had Sogard, you know, cough up a ball and give you an error. But it's just not real good, not real productive, I guess, right now for the Milwaukee Brewers. So one of the interesting questions last night, I did the roundtable with Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, and I did the pregame. I did the roundtable pregame with him yesterday. And one of the questions that he posed, and I'm going to pose this to you, are the Brewers a good team, a bad team, or an average team? And then you can fill in the blank here, because I had said I think they're a good team that is off to a very disjointed slow start. Does that make sense? Some people just think they're a bad team, that they really miss Moose, they really miss Grandal, they overestimated some of the younger talent. I can't argue with it. I mean, the proof is in the pudding right now, and they're not playing good baseball. But when you look at this baseball team, are they a good team, a bad team, or an average team? I said they were a good team that I think is off to a rather poor start. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You look at Christian Yelich right now, 0-for-12 with 7 strikeouts with runners in scoring position. As a team, they're batting .212. They've blown leads in their last 3 out of 4 games and haven't been able to hang on to them. So it's a team that, you know, as their leaders go, so do the rest of the team. So does the rest of the team. They continue to struggle. So Brewers take it on the chin last night. And then if you want to take the concern to another level, the Bucs lose to the Nets. They lost 119-116. Now, some of you will say, well, you know what, it's not a big deal. They really did play kind of the G Leaguers in the second half of that ball game. Yeah, but the starters weren't setting the world on fire. It wasn't like they had a 10-point lead when they went to half and suddenly the G Leaguers came in and blew it away. I mean, that wasn't it at all. If anything, the G Leaguers are the ones that brought them back and put them back in that ball game. So the Bucks lost to the Nets. By the way, the biggest upset in point spread since 1993. They lost to a Brooklyn Nets team who has been banged up, and they have had a lot of opt-outs. And they don't look anything like they were supposed to look coming into the season and or coming into the you know, season after COVID, so to speak. So we're going to talk about that. If you look at the Bucks, and I know it's difficult because some people kind of got on me for this, but they've lost six of their last eight if you date back to the Miami game prior to the COVID stoppage. So did Miami or did the Lakers expose the Bucks to something that everybody else is doing now? Turnovers seem to be a problem. Guard play with turnovers seems to be a little bit of an issue. But did they get exposed? And we want to talk about that. We're going to hear from Coach Budenholzer coming up here in about 10 minutes. But if you want to chime in on either, because if you want to pick the Bucks or the Brewers, what is your level of concern regarding either right now? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. On the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50TalkLine. You can also hit us up on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can find us over on the Facebook fan page as well, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. And you can look for the blue check mark there. You can always, and thanks to everybody for listening to us on the radio.com app, but you can find us on Instagram. You can find us over at the website, BillMichaelsSports.com. But you've got two teams right now that are trending in the wrong direction. The Brewers are fading fast, and they're not, again, you can't necessarily win your division early on, but you can certainly lose it. And the Bucks or the Brewers right now, early on in this season, I mean, the Cubs are off and running, and so are the White Sox, for that matter. The White Sox have now won six in a row, one of the hotter teams in baseball. They're sitting at 7-4. Meanwhile, in your own division, you got the Cubs 9-2. They have won five straight. The Brewers have lost two in a row. Pittsburgh, can you believe Pittsburgh's 2-9? And we look at them and go, they're terrible. The Brewers only have one more win than they do. Now, granted, because of their loss of the series over the weekend, they're only 3-5 as opposed to the Pirates, who are 2-9. But nevertheless, Cincinnati at 5-6, four games behind the Chicago Cubs. Cincinnati's in second place right now, a game under 500, but the Cubs are kind of running away with it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Who concerns you the most? Who concerns you the most? Was that, do you just write yesterday's game off because you didn't have Giannis and company playing in the second half? Brooke Lopez didn't play in that game. You're still getting Connaughton back, and you're still getting Bledsoe back and getting their basketball legs under them and such? Because guys did look a little tired shooting a three yesterday, trying to bring that team back. They did look like they were a little bit heavy in the legs. And if you have heavy legs, it'll take its toll on your three-point shot. But you tell me, do you have this mounting level of concern for either, both, neither, what? Again, 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Phone lines are wide open. Are we making too big a deal out of the – because I feel like I'm not making a big deal out of the Bucks loss. I still think they're a really good basketball team. I think they have the reigning MVP. I think they have the current MVP. I think that they're going to – I don't want to say flip the switch because that's just too cliche and too easy, but I think that they're going to steadily get better. But I also think that right now it's the adaptation to the bubble. It's the adaptation to life after COVID, to basketball after COVID. And I think – they're just trying to find it right now. I really thought that this team, via camaraderie and the feelings that they have inside that locker room, they would have gotten off to a faster start. But now you've lost two in a row. And you lost one to a pretty good, you know, three-point shooting Houston Rockets team. But you lost yesterday to a depleted Brooklyn Nets team. You know what I mean? 855-830-8648. Light the lines. Because I really want to hear if you think that this team is of area concern now. If you're more than just raising an eyebrow, if you're saying, wait a minute, this is not what we witnessed for the majority of the season. This is from Evan. Evan writes in the Wendy's email inbox, and he says, hey, guys, I don't think we can go back to the loss to the Miami Heat and L.A. Lakers. I don't think we should count that. They've just simply lost two in a row. Well, but they've lost six of their last eight overall. It wasn't like they lost those two games and went on this win streak, and then coming out of COVID, they just lost a couple. I mean, they lost some games going into the COVID break, and now they've lost a couple of games coming out of it. And yesterday they lost one they had no business losing. Or because Budenholzer didn't really play a lot of the depth of starters, do you think that, well, you know what, he was just trying to kind of, because they only need to win one game to clinch the East, he was trying to get his guys some playing time, which, you know what, if that's the rationale, oh, okay, I can live with that. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Let's see here. This one's from MJR, who says, there's very few cases where you can lose players like the caliber of Moose and Yaz and Pomerantz and not skip a beat. It was stupid of the owners not to provide the money. Just look at the Navarez swap. He is a hack behind the dish. You know what? I don't understand why they're platooning him back there. He's your better offensive weapon, and right now you're struggling to score runs. Now, he has not gotten off to this you know, fiery start. I'll agree with you. But Manny Pena is an offensive liability for the most part. He may be a little bit better defensively, but he's an offensive liability, and you're struggling to score runs, and you're platooning a guy at bat. Now, if it turns out that pitchers prefer him and such, well, then you need to get Narvaez. He needs to get behind the dish more to get on the same page with these guys. Because this is the old argument, is if you're going to leave your best bats on the bench, then what are you doing? I don't get it. I don't necessarily agree with it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Let's do this when we come back. Coach Budenholzer had some things to talk about after the ball game, and we want to get into that as well. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show talking some Bucks basketball. Are you concerned? Coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Peace up. A-Town. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Welcome back to the program. Got an email here from Kyle. Says, hey, guys, the Brewers and the Bucks are going to be just fine. Stay safe. After listening to Coach Budenholzer yesterday, I get the sense that the wins and losses, whatever the outcome may be, I mean, obviously you want to win the game, but it really wasn't the objective yesterday. You always want to win. It's not that you're like you're playing to lose, but after listening to Coach Budenholzer, it wasn't imperative to get the win because, as he states here, he just wants his team to stay healthy and he wanted guys to get minutes.
Today was an opportunity for other guys to get minutes. You know, Bled and Pat are back, so it was great. You know, I think it's a huge step for us to get those two guys back, you know, continue to get, you know, more healthy and stay healthy. So, you know, I think some games, you know, that's probably more important than anything is that we stay healthy. I think we'd like to be playing better, executing better, but no doubt having Bled, Pat back, Robin getting to play a lot of minutes, you know, different guys getting opportunities is really valuable for us.
So the one thing he said was it just made sense because they wanted to get guys back on the court, but the other side of the coin was they also really wanted to monitor their minutes.
It was our third game here. You know, I think we played three scrimmages, and we chose to play our guys in all three scrimmages. We played two, you know, seeding games, and so it just felt like with the day game and the cumulative, you know, kind of workload, we track and watch, you know, how much the guys are practicing and working. You know, it made sense for us to go lighter with the load on some guys and increase other guys' load. But, you know, I think Thursday or whenever it is we play Miami, I think we'll be back to something, you know, more what I guess you'd consider normal and, you know, continue to build towards the start of the playoffs.
Now, he was asked, going back to you know, Pat Connaughton and Eric Bledsoe, he was asked what stood out most from their performance and their return to the court yesterday.
Their energy, which is, you know, it's a hard thing to kind of quantify and even, you know, I think feel. But I think, you know, when they're on the court, defensively, offensively, our pace picks up in a lot of different ways, not just how fast we're going up and down the court, but how we can guard and rotate and defensively, you know, how we cut and move off the ball offensively. You know, so it's just one more guy that can handle the ball and attack the paint and Bled. So, you know, I think it's great for them to be back and get some game reps.
Now, it wasn't a great day when it came to turnovers. I mean, the Bucks are still turning the ball over, and they're doing it from the guard position often. It was just a couple of simple defensive plays where in crossover dribbles they got tangled up and lost the basketball. But he talks about the opposite side of the defensive performance yesterday.
We got a little bit better as the game went on. You know, I think we had a 40-point first quarter, which is, you know, very poor, and 33 in the second, so 73 at halftime was pretty disturbing. You know, I think the second half we're both in the 20s, so defensively I thought we got better. You know, the fourth quarter I thought we got better attacking the basket, driving it, be the more aggressive team, not standing and holding the ball. So it was good. You know, a lot of reps against a zone defense, which we may see, you know, whether it be seeding games or playoffs. So, you know, good for that too.
Then the question regarding Giannis. So, you know, was it the plan that, because Giannis wasn't playing in the second half of that ball game, and specifically down the stretch. So was it just the plan that, you know, you were just going to monitor minutes regardless of what happened in this ball game, and you were going to rest Giannis no matter what?
No, that was the plan to go in, you know, particularly for Giannis to stretch him out two different times and kind of extend his normal kind of bursts was good for him and something close to what Chris gets. So two good runs, and, you know, we'll have a day off tomorrow. So I think, you know, for them to get out and get some conditioning, get some work in was good today.
So there you go. That was Coach Budenholzer after the game yesterday. And I, you know, the question is, if you listen to Coach basically said, look, it was a day for minutes. It was a day for workload. It was a day we just wanted to kind of work on a few things, get some guys some much needed time up and down the court. And it doesn't sound like it was imperative to come in and get the win. You wanted the win, but it wasn't the, you know, life or death scenario when it comes to getting that win, clinching the East, that everything was riding on it. But it was a loss to a team that you really had no business losing to. So do you have a level of concern? And when you go back over the last eight games, now this goes back prior to the COVID break, but, you know, they've lost six of the last eight. And I don't, on one hand, I don't think you can really go back to those, you know, four other losses and kind of get into the X's and O's of that and say, well, you know, here you go, and this is what's leading into this. This is what's been exposed. But on the other hand, I mean, it's a fact. You know, you can't ignore it. You know, they have lost six of their last eight. They are not peaking at the right time. They are trying to figure themselves out all over again, and now's not the time to try to do it. Now's when you should be just kind of honing what it is you have going into the postseason. Scott writes in Wendy's email inbox, says, hey guys, I'm worried about both the Brewers and the Bucks. The Bucks look out of sync. The guard play has been less than stellar, and you've got a lot of turnovers. Middleton had one yesterday where they just took the ball away from him because he was too slow in the cross dribble. I think there's some problems there right now that Coach Bud needs to work out. They need to press these guys harder in practice and make them earn it a little bit better rather than just giving them the basketball and letting them start the play. When it comes to the Brewers, hitting only 212 right now as a team stinks. This team can't get out of its own way. They miss Moose, they miss Grandal, and Yelich is not helping his cause. That's from Scott. Scott, appreciate it. Want your thoughts. Do you have levels of concern right now? Phone lines wide open. Talking Bucks, talking Brewers. You can combine them. You can take them individually. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give me your thoughts. Do you believe that there should be a level of concern? Or do you just look at it and go, you know what? The Brewers are a good team. They're off to a slow start. They may not win it all this year. Let's just get through the season, try to have a few things go in their direction, see how Woodruff does, if he really does kind of have that kind of stuff to vault him to one of the better pitchers in the National League and see what happens and see if Yelich can't battle his way out of this. I'm not concerned. You know, and some of you aren't. Some of you aren't. And I, like I said, we're a week into this. Now, if this lasts through the weekend and the Brewers are continuing to struggle, and we're sitting here next Monday going, you know what, they've won one over the last four, yeah, then you're probably thinking to yourself, okay, this thing's starting to spiral in the wrong direction real quick. But they're without Lorenzo Cain, who opted out, and he was by far their best offensive performer. Ryan Braun, because of the finger, they're hoping to get him back here in the next week or so. So hopefully they can get a little bit of that bat back, but you're not going to get Lorenzo Cain for the remainder of the season. And now some other guys are going to have to step up, and you're going to have to get more out of Christian Yelich. And I honestly look at Christian, and it's not like he's swinging at a bunch of bad balls. He's got a pretty good eye at the plate. He's just not making contact. He's just getting behind the count and not making contact. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by, excuse me, by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. Van Horn Automotive, they want to buy your car right here, right now, whether it's a Ferrari, a Geo Metro, whatever it happens to be, they would like to buy your car. No pressure to trade it in, no pressure to buy a car from them, but if they want to, if you want to sell your car and you would like top dollar for it, they'll give it to you. That's what they're looking to do right now. They'll give you the Kelley Blue Book Fair Price Initiative right then, right there, going to get your car evaluated. Heck, they may even get you a ride home after the fact if you sell your vehicle and you don't want to buy another one. Go to VanHornAuto.com or stop into any one of their showrooms, and they can help you out. Again, VanHornAuto.com. And let's just say maybe you've got some service work you've been wanting to get done, and you've been putting it off. Don't worry about it, because they got you covered. 0% APR on any for 12 months. On any service work up to $2,000 right now. So don't put that off on your vehicle. Don't sit around and fret about it. Go ahead and get it done, and it'll give you a year to pay it off. In these tough times, they're trying to take care of those that have been taking care of them. So check out VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. They are family-born. They're employee-owned. That's VanHornAuto.com all over the state of Wisconsin. They also have dealerships in Iowa as well. And just stop in and see what I've been telling you about for a while, because they're great people, great service, and they really do. They're there just to take care of you. Go to VanHornAuto.com. So do you have concern for either the Brewers or the Bucks, or neither or both? This is our buddy Steve in Richfield said, I'm not concerned about the Bucks. Yesterday's loss was frustrating, yes, but they only lost by three, with basically the second and third team playing in the second half of that game. If anything, it gave me some nice minutes for players like DJ Williams and Kyle Korver while resting their starting five. I think it's a good strategy from Coach Bud, and I think you'll see them ease this team together in the next few games. As far as the Brewers are concerned, yes, very much. I am very concerned about Yelich, as am I. Please note that the entire team lineup is in a slump. Their current team batting average is .212, which is 24th in the majors. Let's hope that they can run the table and go on a 10-3 type of run very, very soon. That's our buddy Steve listening to us in Richfield. Steve, thanks for the email. Let's do this. Let's go to Greg listening to us in Green Bay. Greg, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Awesome. Regarding the Bucks, right now I'm not terribly worried. We're only three games in. I mean, the box score speaks for itself. You got a lot of the second and third string guys playing. DJ Wilson looked great yesterday. He had a nice couple of three-pointers and a slam dunk. But when Giannis is only playing 16 a game, which is as much as Bledsoe, listen, there's nothing to worry about. If the Bucks can still make it a game and only lose by three with most of the backups playing, the bench mob, I'm not too worried when our starters aren't playing. And regarding the Brewers, I guess I'm slightly worried with Christian Yelich and the offense only batting .212 right now. But if the starting pitching can amplify itself up a little bit, I think the Brewers have somewhat of a shot of still making the playoffs with the expanded playoffs.
Yeah, I still think the Brewers have a shot. They just need to get on a roll. But I'll tell you what, it's not just one or two players. I mean, this team has to, one, they have to hit better with runners in scoring position. And two, they got to stop giving up leads. They'll do just enough to get a lead, and it's like all of a sudden they just stop. And they've given up three out of their last four games because they've given up leads. So, I've got a level of concern probably higher for the Brewers right now than I do for the Bucks. Appreciate the phone call. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. When we come back, Rookie, co-host of the Bill and Rookie Experience on Sports Radio 107.5 FM and 1400 AM, the Fan in Green Bay, going to join us. We're going to talk a little Packers football when we come back, and then we'll get back into this Bucks loss coming up here in about 15-20 minutes from now. And then the Big Ten has released their schedule, and we'll get your thoughts on that just after the top of the hour. We got a lot more to go. The Bill Michael Show continues right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. Today, you've got the cheeseburgers for a buck over there at Quick Trip. the chicken sandwiches for a buck today over there at Quick Trip. Quickery Bake Shop cookies, assorted varieties, $2.99 a 12-pack. And the Kitchen Cravings 5-ounce sirloin steaks, 3 for $5. The Pothole Pizza is now available at Quick Trip as well. The Packers Pep Rally Pepperoni. There's Sausage Palooza loaded with big chunks of spicy sausage. And then there's the Meat Sweats, nearly a half pound of spicy sausage and pepperoni all combined into one. Good stuff from our friends over there at Quick Trip. Stop in and pick yourself up one today. And don't forget, use your Quick Rewards card as well. Joining us now, the co-host of the Bill and Rookie Experience on Sports Radio 107.5 FM and 1400 AM, The Fan in Green Bay. The Rookie joining us. Rookie, how you been?
Bill, I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on the show. I want to welcome you back to Green Bay. I know the show was heard on the station across town. I refer to those as your Chicago Bears days. You're now here on The Fan, the good side. I consider these times your days with the Green Bay Packers. Welcome back.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Well, talking about those Packers, so they got 3 weeks to get ready for this first contest, and it's just a really weird scenario in which we live. What concerns you the most? Is it the possibility of injuries to a tackle or the lack of depth at the wide receiver position, even though they believe Allen Lazard's the number two, or is there something else?
Well, my biggest concern would probably come from the defensive side of the football, to be honest with you, Bill. They're going to win games during the regular season on offense. They'll win them running the ball with Aaron Jones, throwing it with Aaron Rodgers. But if they make it to the playoffs, they're only going to go as far as the defense will take them. And we've seen that in the history of Aaron Rodgers being in the playoffs, that the defense gives up like 30-some points a game. Offense wins games during the regular season. Defense wins championships. And I have concerns about stopping the run. I still have concerns about that linebacker position, even though they got Christian Kirksey. I think that's where we need to look if you're talking about big success for this football team.
Do you feel that this offense has enough, though? And I put that in the sense of with picking up A.J. Dillon, you've already got Aaron Jones, who's a pretty good wide receiver coming out of the backfield. I don't know what DeGara is going to bring to the table. I do know that they like him as that kind of H-back, and watching his highlight reel, he can catch the football, but it's not like he has speed to burn. So I don't know if this is an offensive line set up to be a better run-blocking team or if they're just going to do it with a lot of motion or if it's just going to be a free flower. I'm still really interested to see year two of the Matt LaFleur offense.
Well, I would agree with that as well. There's no doubt about that. And the interesting thing about that is how much better is it going to be from last year because of what they've had to endure during the offseason where they haven't had OTAs and mini camps, and training camp is going to be a whole lot different than it has been in the past. So how much improvement can they really make from year one to year two? I think it's a great question. Do they have enough offensive firepower to get into shootouts with teams? I don't know about that. Aaron Jones had a great year, as you mentioned, last year. Can he repeat that? That's a big question. I don't know if he can get 19 touchdowns again this year. What's A.J. Dillon going to provide without having gone through all the offseason program? Great question. Wide receiver, who's up after Devontae Adams? Great question. So even though I have put my emphasis on the defensive side of the football, there are a lot of questions on offense, like you said. I think the creativeness of Matt LaFleur and Nathaniel Hackett and the staff makes up for some of the lack of talent that they may have on that offensive side of the football. I mean, this is, you know, Bill, this is a much more creative guy than what we saw with Mike McCarthy. And that's not supposed to be a dig at Mike McCarthy, because I still think Mike McCarthy is a tremendous coach and is going to do good things in Dallas. But this is obviously a younger, newer style of offense that we're seeing Matt LaFleur try to implement here in Green Bay.
Do you think that defensively speaking that they have gotten better? I go back to what Matt LaFleur and Mike Pettine had said in their press conferences not that long ago that basically said it was gap integrity and it was just knowing your spots. And then you pick up Kirksey, who's supposed to be more athletic, and that's great if he's healthy for an entire season. But how much better are they really?
Probably not a whole lot. I mean, that's a great question. That's the $64,000 question, too, is how much better are they? They've added nothing along the defensive line. They need Kingsley Keke to step up. Montrevious Adams has been nothing but a bust as a third-round draft pick. Dean Lowry had his ups and downs last year after being paid, so kind of talking about the defensive line there. Tyler Lancaster is a great guy. He's a hell of a guy in the locker room, fun to talk to. He's a good rotational guy, but he can't play as much as he has in the past. So there's question. They've done nothing on the defensive line. Christian Kirksey is supposed to be more athletic than Blake Martinez, as you said, so we'll see if he can cover tight ends. They've always had problems covering tight ends over the middle of the field. The Smiths are great, but can they replicate what they did last year? You know, when they came to Green Bay, if you went back and looked at their stats, they were up one year, down the next, up, down, a little bit of a roller coaster. That can they continue on that trajectory? I am optimistic, very optimistic about the secondary. Love Adrian Amos. What a great addition a year ago. Love Jair Alexander. If Kevin King stays healthy, I think he obviously is a good player and is in a contract year too. So there's, you hope that he's in to get that contract year bump from him. The secondary, I'm solid with. Question marks about the other parts of the defense, though.
You think it's a mistake not to bring Tremon Williams back? Not only did he play well, but he also has the knowledge.
I'm on the border. I'm on the fence about that. I don't think it's a tremendous loss, to be honest with you. I know he's great in the locker room, and he did well last year, but I'm more of giving these young guys the opportunities and the reps. I think, if anything, maybe his presence in the locker room will be missed, but I also think they have enough guys in there that can make up for it. So I'm not one of those guys that's really gnashing over the fact that they aren't bringing Tremon back.
Looking over at the coaching staff now, Mike Pettine, another year of Mike trying to get his guys up to speed. You had mentioned a guy like Montrevious Adams. I look for progression out of some of these guys, but when we were down in at Super Bowl, the one thing that kept coming up was you've got Kenny Clark on the defensive front, and then they kept saying, people that are a lot smarter than me, saying, well, then you got a bunch of guys. Do you think you have a bunch of guys defensively on that front, or do you think that there's somebody that's really ready to take that next level step, and that's the reason you don't worry about going out and getting additional depth in that defensive front? Is it Tyler Lancaster, Kingsley Keke? Do you think Adams has the ability? Some of these guys are ready to kind of take that next step. Do you think it's going to happen?
Great question. I think they've got a bunch of guys, Kenny Clark and a bunch of guys. Dean Lowry might be slightly better than just a guy. I like him. He works hard. He's got a great motor. We've seen good things from him, but he's really not a difference maker, is he? Kenny Clark's a difference maker. You look at everybody else on that line, who's a difference maker? There aren't any. So Dean's a little bit better than a guy. Tyler Lancaster's a guy. Montrevious Adams may not even make the roster. And again, we're looking at Kingsley Keke to see what he can do. To answer your question, Kenny Clark, stud, total stud. How he didn't make the top 100 on the NFL list, I'll never know. Total stud. Everybody else on that line, guy.
You going to pay him?
Am I going to pay Kenny Clark?
Yeah.
They should. Everybody's wondering why they haven't done it yet. I think COVID throws a monkey wrench into this, wondering where the salary cap is going to go from here over the next handful of years. I know other guys have been paid. Chris Jones got paid by Kansas City, a big deal. I'm a little surprised that they didn't do something with Kenny maybe last year. I know I do a show with him Wednesday nights here in Green Bay. He's told me that he's a little surprised that they haven't done something with him already. I think COVID just throws a big monkey wrench into this whole thing with him now.
I want to go back
I don't know how you can't pay Kenny. I don't know how you can't pay Kenny.
I agree with you. I think Kenny is, Kenny and Bakhtiari is 1 and 1A. I think both of those guys you need to retain. Unfortunately, unless he signs for a very little amount, Corey Linsley's probably going to be the odd man out. You've still got to pay. You've got to figure something. Yeah, you got to figure something out with Aaron Jones. And if Aaron Jones has another really solid season this year, you can almost at least guarantee that you're going to try to do everything you can to keep him in the fold, just because he's become a better blocker, a better pass catcher. Obviously, he's got that secondary speed that once he gets into that secondary, he can really give you a burst and give you downfield yardage. So, unless A.J. Dillon is all that, my assumption is you're going to want to keep Aaron Jones around. That may leave Jamal Williams as the odd man out.
I would think that he might be the odd man out anyways because, he provides quirkiness to the Packers in the locker room. He provides a little bit on the field. But, Aaron Jones, I didn't hear you mention Kevin King, too, who's in a contract here. And if you got to make a decision there. Kind of going full circle back to the whole Kenny Clark thing, though, and we were just talking about Kenny Clark and whether they have just a bunch of guys there. You take Kenny Clark out that defensive line, And it's just guys that we talked about. Who's going to stop the run then?
Yep, I completely agree with you. Then you don't have anybody, and then you're and since you play so much dime, you're not going to have beefy bodies and a bunch of linebackers out there anyway.
No.
You know what I mean? You're going to have a very, very small lineup if you get rid of Kenny Clark. I agree. Rookie, great stuff as always, and glad to be on in Green Bay. Glad to be back, and thanks for coming on with us a couple of minutes. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Yeah, hey, I'm real quick. Mitch told me I was getting a free oil change from Van Horn Auto for appearing on your show. Is that true?
Hey, go down there and drop my name. See what happens.
All right, thanks, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. That's our friend, the rookie, up there in Green Bay at WDUZ, co-host of the Bill and Rookie Experience on Sports Radio 107.5 FM and 1400 AM. That's The Fan, and thanks to him for joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. 85-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right, they let you know that they've got epoxy flooring, polyurea coatings as well, and they warranty it for life, different colors, different finishes, you name it, whether you're a homeowner, a business owner, or maybe you have an industrial, they can do it all, from Green Bay to Racine and everywhere in between. Check out our friends at EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. That's Sean and his great staff over there at EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. The Bucs lose to the Nets, the biggest upset in a long time. We'll talk about it next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold training camp update. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers continue with a week of meetings and COVID safety training. While the team is trying to create a bubble at Lambeau Field, the veteran players are trusted to go home at night. What about the rookies and younger players? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
So our rookies are, we put them up in a local hotel around here, and that's where they're staying through the duration of training camp.
The Packers' Devontae Adams spoke to reporters and was asked if he ever considered opting out because of the pandemic.
I have no plans of opting out at this point. I love the game. I love my teammates, and, you know, I've put a lot into this.
The deadline to decide is tomorrow afternoon, and Adams says he plans to be active regarding race issues.
People are still having situations where they're having knees put on the back of their necks, and we need actual changes. So, you know, it's tough being in a place like Green Bay where it's not necessarily perceived as the right thing to do. It's just the right thing in general.
For Packers training camp, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Let the good times roll. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is? If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key. One more time, thanks for the memories. Even though they weren't so great, it tastes like you and sweeter.
Welcome back. The Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. We are glad you are with us. Thanks, as always, for taking a listen to us. We certainly certainly appreciate it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to give us a shout, by all means, go ahead and do so. The Bucs lose yesterday in kind of, for lack of a better term, kind of ugly fashion. Now, the one aspect of this is, They did not play, the starters down the stretch. They let, the guys that need some minutes, and they let Bledsoe and Connaughton and DiVincenzo and Sterling Brown and all those guys, they let them have minutes. And I'll tell you what, they came roaring back. They played extremely well. They played hard. They just kind of ran out of gas. So it was a disappointing loss. It was also, for those that didn't know, it was the biggest upset. Betting upset since 1993. The Bucs were favored by 19 points in that game coming into that contest yesterday and ended up losing. So, I mean, if you're a bettor, you probably lost a little bit of money, or maybe you didn't. Maybe you said, you know what, the Bucs aren't playing great basketball right now. I'll go with, the Nets covering the spread, and sure enough, they did. But I thought that would have been a game in which the Bucs would have wrapped it up early, claimed the top spot in the East, got all of that out of the way, and then would decide to manage minutes and load and such in the last five games. but they didn't do that. Now you've got the Miami Heat coming up on the docket, a team that's already beaten them twice so far this season. And, you know, Budenholzer didn't sound like he was very upset about it or concerned about it. But if now you start to play your guys and they don't get a win over the Heat and the Heat gets their number again, then I think you might have a little area of concern, because your first loss in this stretch of eight games in which you've lost six started with a loss to the Miami Heat. So we'll see. We'll see. Coming up tomorrow, the Bucks and the Heat, that's an afternoon game. So we'll see what happens in that contest. But Coach Budenholzer was more worried about minutes and getting everybody on the court than he was, I guess, about, you know, load management or such, you know, or I should say winning and such, and worried more about the load management. The biggest concern for me is the turnovers. The turnovers have been relatively consistent in the last couple of games. And if they clean those up, if they start to eliminate the turnovers, this team's on a much better trajectory. But you just can't win when you turn the ball over 20-plus times per game. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Tom writes in the Wendy's email inbox, "I'm very concerned about the Milwaukee Bucks. They have not looked right in the last few games. I don't know what's going on, but their shooting percentages are down, their turnovers are up, and they're up and down the floor rather slowly. It's like they've been reading their press clippings, and they already know they've won it all." I would disagree with that. I'm not going to say that they're a team that's complacent. I wouldn't go in that direction. What I would say is that this is one of those teams that they talked about touches, you know, vital touches. And I can't remember what the total statistic was, but basically they're like 75 touches behind a lot of those teams in the NBA that have had a lead of 5 points or less, or been trailing by 5 points or less in the latter 5-10 minutes of a ball game when you're touching the basketball. They've had a lot of blowout victories. So now you're starting to face teams that are really good night in and night out. You don't have those easy games to come by, and maybe you're just kind of learning how to win all over again. Maybe I can take something from that. I thought the second and third string guys, so to speak, did a pretty fine job yesterday with energy and bringing that team back. It's just they ran out of gas eventually. It looks like their legs got a little bit heavy. So we'll see. But a big game coming up against the Miami Heat coming up tomorrow. The Big Ten has released their college football fall schedule. We'll get your thoughts on this, and then we'll get back into some Brewers chatter, because Brewers fans, is it time to worry about the offense? More of the Bill Michael Show coming up after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.